This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin about this year's European Parliament elections, how to regard them, what the significance is of the many factions, how they are approaching these elections. And Judy's especially keen to say they're not approaching it in terms of the Ukraine catastrophe, crisis, tragedy. They're looking to their own. Here, Judy explains the wedding cake of the European Parliament in the year of democracy.
Oh, the European Parliament is such a tiers of wedding cakes, the higher and the bigger and the wider. There's the socialists there, there's the left wing there, there's the far left, there's the far right, there's the centre, there's conservatives, they're all jockeying for position. And now the doomsayers are saying that the far right populists, the far right and populists will do very well in the European Parliament elections. And the campaign is already started across Europe. There's an awful lot up for grabs. Does it matter? Well, the European Parliament has had accrued a bit of power over the last several years, and they've been very vocal on human rights, on values, on trying to take Hungary to task, on corruption and on denigration, the rule of law. They're very good on trying to integrate Europe more and more. But there's actually quite a lot at stake at these European Parliament elections. So everybody and all the governments across Europe are now focused on this rather than on the bigger strategic issue. The bigger strategic issue is the security of Ukraine and the security of Europe. And if we are to believe that the White House is spending no more on Ukraine, surely this is Europe's wake-up call to realise, OK, Europeans, this is our chance now to come good on Ukraine.
More of this later. Thank you.